You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you, of course, by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host for this show, Chris.
And Jonathan.
What it do, y'all? Man. What's going on? Bay Area.
Yeah, yeah, here we go.
They are not feeling me right now.
Man,
I'm sorry.
They're not, man. Hey, man, it's been a nice couple game threes that have kind of at least changed things for a minute, you know.
Because, I mean, like, we'll get into it, but, I mean, yeah, we all know kind of the narrative, how every, I mean, especially on the East. We all knew how everybody was thinking about the East. But, you know, glad to see some things happen, and, yeah, shout out to Mom's home state of Oklahoma. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead and get them.
Yeah, they're doing the damn thing.
They're doing the damn thing.
Yeah, we're going to be getting into that.
Oh, man.
Laker
Spirit,
fan.
I know you're happy.
Yes, I know Spirit happy. Baylor happy because of them draft results.
Yes, sir.
You know, and of course, we're going to talk about some relationships that the NBA got a problem with. We can get into that in a little bit more. Y'all know how we do up in here. So if y'all want to get at us, y'all want to talk some sports, any questions, comments, any of that good old stuff, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, at Brothers Layman, on via the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can reach out to us on our show page at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything. I mean, anything. Y'all want to dish out to us, let us know, and we will definitely get back at you.
That's what's up. All right, so let's start with the feedback.
All right.
The streak continues. Yeah, man, they keep coming in. I always appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. So first we got an email from Mama G.
What is up, Mama G? Hey, happy belated Mother's Day, Mama G. I heard you got a nice little shout out from Baylor. I hope them kids treated you well. I hope they treated you like queen that you should be treated like on Mother's Day.
Right.
I'm just saying. On the other days, I don't know. But that specific day, they better have treated you right.
I'm sure they do. I know she's feeling good.
Absolutely.
I'm loving the basketball playoff.
I know she is. And her boo. Yeah. All right.
Hello, fellas.
Hello.
No, it's been a few since I chimed in. Last 2 months have been really busy. All good.
Understandable.
I had made time to listen, just no time to respond. Great show this week. Just didn't appreciate the title. The East is trash. LOL. Chris, hope you have recovered from that surprise ending to the Spurs Thunder series. Yeah, I have. I thought it would go 7 and a tip in at the buzzer for OKC. They peaked at the right time and had the nerve to beat the Warriors yesterday.
Ooh.
Continue that.
Yeah,
I was hoping for that too. Didn't happen. Jonathan, that was an awesome 5-minute with Grandpa segment. That list of players from the HBCUs included a lot of surprises and, like you, was very proud because these men were / are pillars of the community and the airwaves.
That's right. Thank you.
I'm hoping my squad can go through the playoffs without a loss, and that includes the final. LeBron has virtually been ignored all year. Okay.
We'll get into that.
On the positive side, and I would love for Curry to get the season MVP, but LeBron to get the trophy and finals MVP.
Okay.
A girl can wish.
Okay. I'm sure LeBron would feel the same.
Looking for a great Western Conference Finals 7-game series, and probably whoever has the ball last wins OKC in 7. Keep giving your fans a great product. Mama G, Hoopla's number one fan.
Appreciate that, Mama G, as always. Oh, man. Yeah, your boo. I mean, look, he wasn't ignored.
No.
He wasn't ignored.
He just wasn't.
He wasn't on top.
Yeah. He wasn't the number one talked about player.
He wasn't the guy. I mean, and...
Hey, maybe you should have just stayed in Miami. Maybe you would have been.
I'm just saying, look, Steph Curry just had a much better season, period. Point blank, period. You know, Kawhi Leonard is another guy who kind of stepped up into the, you know, if you want to call it star status. I ain't putting him at superstar status yet, but at like as a star status, Kawhi Leonard has arrived. I mean, you had several other dudes be at, you know, throughout the season. Toronto was a surprise.
Yeah.
Westbrook and KD was killing. You know, San Antonio was neck and neck. I mean, LeBron just wasn't the talk of the season. And, you know, it wasn't that he was ignored. We all recognize that LeBron. I mean, I've come out and said LeBron is still, if you want to call it, the best player in the league.
Yeah.
He's still the best player in the league. But, I mean, as of this season, Steph Curry was the best player this season.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about overall, I mean... Who, if I needed to just pick somebody to win a chip, yes, I'm taking LeBron right now.
Yeah.
Because I know LeBron's giving me, what, at least 28, 8 and 8.
Yeah. He doesn't need to score to be effective.
He's big as hell. He's a locomotive coming through. I mean, come on, man. To me, that's not a debate right now.
He get all the calls.
We'll get into that flop.
Oh, yeah.
But
I thought that was funny. Oh, we're going to get into that. I was like, oh. They just mentioned it on the Hoopla intro.
Yeah.
but yeah, I definitely
appreciate that, Mama G.
Of course.
As always.
Yeah, and then my Spurs, you know, it just happened, but I'm all right.
Damn it!
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm going to be all right.
Oh, man. You can play that for a while.
Yeah.
That's gone. To me, that's it's not going to sting like the Miami one. But that's going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, just because you had the season that you had.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, OKC was a tough out. Yeah. We ain't even, they got us.
Because that Miami one stung.
Yeah.
That one was a stinger.
Yeah. Because you pushed it, game 7.
Because you were right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Could have been back to back.
Yeah, it's Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
All right. Yeah, appreciate that. Thank you, Mama
G. Absolutely appreciate that, Mama G.
All right, let's get into the voicemail we got.
Oh, for sure.
From the homie Baylor.
What up, Baylor?
Brothers, I just called in to clear up something.
Okay.
So this is what I mean by the East being watered down. The East hasn't been watered down. The East was never watered down when MJ was there. No, hell no. Even when he played for the Wizards. Wait. I got to think about that. But no. When MJ was in that Chicago Bulls jersey, whether it's 23 or 45, that's when the East was strong.
Mm-hmm.
The East didn't start dwindling down, and it just didn't, like, just automatically just stop being competitive. It took years of, you know, falling off. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you still had Detroit. You know, who gave us an L in the finals. I still don't know how that shit happened. God damn how that happened.
Hurt.
Then you had, of course, you're going to talk about the Boston Big Three, who, you know, wrecked Bron's career for a little bit. But other than that, it's just been real bad.
Yeah.
And like I said, Jay, I'm trying to tell you, man, if you are allowed to have a second team, brother, the Chicago Bulls will be my second team because... Man, I appreciated Chicago's legacy, their history, you know what I'm saying? Scotty being my favorite player, MJ arguably being one of the best ever to play the game, the role players, Phil Jackson, Ron Harper with the stuttering issue. Like, I just had so much, like, love for Chicago.
Thank you.
But even they, like, when the new era with Rose... Like, and I was, like, Rose was my guy. Now he's playing with this flat tire, this spare tire, and clearly it's not the same Rose. Mm-hmm. He lost his stardom a little bit. I mean, Jimmy Butler has taken over. He has hair issues. Like, it's just not the same. Chicago, Joakim Noah's been injured. It's just not the same. Y'all really, are y'all really playing Jimmy Buckets? You know, I thought Jimmy Buckets was going to come in and wreck shop, but it's not the same. So that's just there's no Eastern headliners besides the Cavs. There's nobody. Look at what Atlanta did. Mm. God sake, look what Atlanta did. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They showed up in their jerseys. That's about it. I thought Boston would have gave anybody a better run than, you know, than Atlanta. And then, come on now. We're talking about the team that's supposed to slow up the Cavs in Toronto? Really? Something just telling me that this shit was done on purpose just so we could see Drake face. Extra Drake face. Like, I'm tired of seeing it. And you know what? He already has a W. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. He's going to bank off of that. The Eastern Conference Finals is the Eastern Conference Finals is the Western Conference first round. I said, do something about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's how bad the East is. But no, it hasn't. It was never bad when MJ was there. I mean, you had a team. You had like the Pacers. You better respect them. Even though Scotty didn't respect Travis Best at that. Yep, Travis Best. Remember Travis
Best?
Oh,
yeah, Scotty I remember does. Travis Best.
Bang out. Miami. Man. Lonzo. Like, man, Knicks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was some team. Hell, even Charlotte. Charlotte had a cool squad. So, no, it was never bad. It was never bad when MJ was there. Don't get me wrong. Let's move on to another thing that Kmart said. The video game. Now, that was clever right there. I know I came up with a topic before the greatest sports video games, but the greatest player, the hardest player, first of all, Jay, Kmart, we already know who 99 was. That 99 sure did look like a 23 to me. I ain't going to say nothing. But no, I agree with Jay on this. It might have to be that Mike Vick. It might have, because this nigga had 99 speed, and niggas forgot he had Peerless Price on that team.
Yeah, he
and
did.
Peerless Price was a beast. One of the fastest niggas in the league.
Yes, he was.
You roll out to the right,
yep.
You'll have about 17 seconds. 17 seconds. What's the average time for a quarterback to be in a pocket? About 4 or 5?
No.
Depending on how good the defense is. You roll out to the pocket with Mike Vick in that Atlanta jersey. You got about 17 seconds before a defensive end or a linebacker gets there.
For real.
And Peerless Price, you sent him on the streak?
Yep.
Touchdown. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with that one. But you know what? I'm going to have to do some more research because I know it was some harder. Mike Tyson punch out.
Mm.
Mike Tyson punch out, and I might have to go with the Korean dude because that nigga, man, his combinations. Oh, God. And who was it that that used to do the uppercuts? Was it Soda Pop? They used to just do, Soda like, Pop the extra, and the genie. Like, no, we got some cats. We got some cats. So I'm going to do my research. But for right now, I'm going to go with Mike Vick. And what else? That's about it. Hey, Philly got the number one pick. They're about to mess up somebody's career. Hey, do you think that the Ben Simmons tweet from 2011, will affect him getting drafted? Because, I mean, he has gone on record kind of plenty of times subliminally saying that he wants to play for the Lakers, which means he doesn't want to go to Philly.
Yeah.
You know, he got the picture of him in a Lakers jersey and a Magic Johnson jersey at the LSU football game. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of subliminals in there. Of course, everybody, I ain't going to say everybody wants to come to L.A. like that, but nobody wants to go to Philly. Nobody. So I'm fine with either one. Like they said, the number two pick is that's the best position you can be in. That lottery spot, that's the best position you can be in because you're either gonna go Ben or you're gonna go Ingram. Yep. You can't lose because they both tradable. And that's what I think we're looking to do. 60 mil. 60 mil. Hey, I'm not saying we back yet, but we on the way. If it's gonna take us 2 to 3 years to be in championship contendership,
Jesus.
Hey, I'll take it. I'm not saying that it's gonna be that fast, but we gonna be noticeable real fast if we make the proper move. Now, I'm not just saying that being a fan. If we make the proper moves and we play this chess game, not checkers, the city will be live again.
Okay.
As far as those Clippers, well, You niggas had your window. It has closed. Goodbye.
Shout out, man.
Always hilarious, Baylor. Always jokes, man. Yeah, I forgot Atlanta had Peerless Price. Wasn't even fair, man. And you had Algie Crumpler. Oh, you, man, come on. Wasn't fair. Get out of here, man. I hated playing Madden against Cass sometimes. But no, I appreciate the voicemail, Baylor. Geez, where do we start?
Yeah, a lot. But I will say with the draft, yeah, I will get into it later yeah. with the breakdown. But yes, I think he wants to go to L.A.
Of
I think
course he does.
Smart enough to realize that Philly got talent. Okay, it's just that you know the 76ers are not the Laker franchise.
No, they're not. And I know there's. It's tough to say, only because Brett Brown is a very close guy with his dad, and so there's ties there, and you know there, so there's some kind of relationship there. So I don't know. He hasn't come out and said I don't want to play for Philly. I mean, he's not gonna do that, but I don't see it. I think Philly's taking him.
Yeah. I think Philly's taking them. Yeah, but we'll get into that a little bit. I think they are too. What we're gonna get into is this Western Conference Finals.
Right here.
Yeah, we came off with game one. They looked up. Golden State came back, handled business, played like they're not trying to go down 2-0.
Yep.
Put the smacketh down. Oh, Steph yeah. Curry woke up in the third quarter and I think put like 17 up in the third.
Killing them. It was a blowout.
Mm-hmm. It was like, wow, okay, so game three, I'm excited. What's going to happen? OKC, what we going to see?
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Smacked that shit out of them.
133-105.
Oh, 133 points.
I'm saying.
I put the smacketh down on that ass, on those Rudy Poos.
Mm-hmm. And this game was, let me say, fire and ice.
Yin hey, man, and yang. Yin and yang. I mean, that's why I told Baylor. I was like, look, Chris and I both were kind of like, you know, calling KD a complimentary player is disrespectful because he's not complimentary.
Yeah, you make it sound like he pimping to Jordan.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, they no. I mean, to me, this is, this is almost... Very, it's like Peyton Kemp. This is like Stockton Malone. These two go together. Like to me, there's certain tandems of players you can't see one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like even though Sean Kemp didn't last, and their careers were never the same when they split.
Nope.
Same with Malone and Stockton. Smart enough to know we need each other. We staying together our whole fucking careers.
Yeah.
I mean, even Jordan and Pippen. The only reason Pippen left was because Jordan retired.
Yeah, because they wanted to break the team up. He's like, all right, I'm out.
I'm out. And he still wanted to play, so even I'm not
with,
mad
with
at
Shaq
him.
Shaq and Kobe, I was like, Kobe was at fire, but you going to tell me that, oh, Shaq's complimentary.
You nigga, please.
38-15, four blocks.
MVP, bitch.
Yeah. Like, but Kobe was at, if Kobe wasn't there, they ain't winning.
Yeah. There's just certain tandems, mm-hmm. though, where you're just like, they just go so well together. These two dudes, man, I mean, even still.
They were basically close. Well, Westbrook was 10-19. He had 30 points, 12 assists.
He started off very slow. Yeah. And then he exploded.
Two steal, 9 of 11 from free throw.
Spirit, mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and say it, man. I tweeted it out to you. You're going to hear me say it. He has surpassed Chris Paul as the best all-around point guard in the NBA. He has. Only because, and I told Spirit, I was like, he's learned. He has finally learned to lead the team. I mean, look at this. Cantor got 9 shots. Waiters got 11. Roberson got 9. Steven Adams got 4. Ibaka got 13. He's distributing the ball. He is playing the point guard position the way it's supposed to be played. The way the game started, he's looking for everybody else. Mm-hmm. He knows when to pick and choose his spots. I think it was, the third quarter where he just started going nuts. I mean,
they got plus minus 41.
He knows when he now has realized when to pick and choose his spots. And I think it woke him up when he shot, when he went, 10 for 31? And he was like, yeah, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I think it woke him up. Like, I gotta play point guard. I'm going to be a point guard, and he said it tonight, and I was like, thank you. He was like, if I'm the primary ball handler, my job is to get these other guys involved. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, that's your job. We know you can score with the best of them, but get these other dudes involved first. Yeah. And you see what happens. They didn't even need you to score like that, and you was blowing them out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. He is now picking and choosing his spots, and God bless him. And now he was efficient tonight.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
This is what I wanted.
Yep. Kevin Durant, always efficient, 33 points on 10 of 15 shots, 12 of 12 from free throw, 8 boards, 2 assists, 3 blocks, 1 of 3 from 3. Westbrook, 1 of 5. Wow.
And, I mean, these aren't even – and, like, this is a situation – I'm not mad Westbrook took more shots because he was efficient.
Yeah.
It's
4 more shots. You ain't taking like 12.
You ain't taking 12, 10, 15 more shots than him. That's what I want from Westbrook. If he's going to do this, I might have to switch my pick because, I mean, I'm going to stick to my pick and say Golden State in 6, but my gut's starting to tell me, okay, C's going to pull this one out. Man. I mean, this is 2 games they've won where they've convincingly won, like convincingly kicked their ass. So
yeah, and then
they've
gotten help. Like Ibaka have 14 and 8, 2 steals, 2 blocks.
And
Roberson, you know, getting him involved, 13 points, 6 boards. You know, not that we gonna play. We just gonna put Bogut on him and let him just do nothing on 4-on-5. They got him going. Cantor gave you 10. Waiters 13 points, 6 of 11. If you got, you got 6 guys in double figures for Oklahoma City Thunder, most of the time that's going to lead to a victory.
And, hey, I'm going to use my hoopla-ism. Shout out to Billy D. Whitems. Because he's everybody was kind of, last year the talk was, how do you defend a small ball?
Mm-hmm.
He has found the formula. Big guys.
You punish them.
You punish them with size. Yeah. It was, you know, you, and it's brilliant because they are killing. I mean, you just saw sometimes in the game where they missed a shot and they're just like, oh, getting my rebound. And dudes aren't even big enough to like swat the ball. Dudes are just like laying it in. Cantor's just like, oh, here we go. I'm just laying back in. And you're just like,
yeah, you got to.
They're just bigger than them.
You have to play to your strength.
Yes.
Oklahoma City's strength is rebounding.
Is their size. Is their length.
And you can't just go, well, we just going to play KD after 4. You can do that sometimes, but Cantor's going to play big minutes.
Yep.
I mean, Adam's playing big minutes, and you got Ibaka. Just use it. They're pretty good enough. Ibaka can guard from outside. They're pretty good where you're not, as long as your defense is solid, which it has been for them in these wins, you know, you just run them off, play solid defense, and you just grab the board. And then when it's your turn, you take advantage. If you're going to play big, you have to punish them when they go small. And you just let, as long as you're playing good defense, I mean, out rebounded them 52 to 38. They shot 50% to Golden State's 41, 21 assists. You know, turnovers weren't that. Fast break points, only 13 for Golden State. Points in the paint, 62 to 44. That's what you got to do.
Mm-hmm. They're killing them inside, man. They're killing them inside.
And right now, Golden State kind of struggling, rushing things. That offense ain't really that crisp.
And they're letting Curry and Thompson kind of do their thing, and they're shutting everybody else out.
Yeah, Curry, 24 points, 7 of 17, 3 of 11 from 3. Only one turnover, surprisingly. Klay Thompson, 8 of 19, 2 of 8 from 3. He had 18 points, but that's it. Everybody else
was in single digits.
Draymond Green had a rough 6 points on 1 of 9 shooting, 4 boards, 3 assists, 1 steal, 4 turnovers, and a groin kick.
Yep, I was just about to say, let's talk about it since that's all people going to talk about tomorrow. You already know.
Yeah. Now, they showed everything else with Steven Adams.
Was it blatant?
Yeah, to me it was.
I felt the same way.
When it first happened, I didn't think it was a foul. I mean, I thought, I was like, wait a minute, how is Adams getting, what happened? Because it looked like Adam didn't touch him. He had his hands up. Draymond just lost the ball, which is what happened. That fool straight with his leg up. I was like, nah, that ain't no why my arms is flailing. I was like, you clearly see that dude's legs is wide open.
And he, and I mean, he wound up and kicked him square in the ball.
Full follow through and everything.
Yeah, like you kicked him in the balls, dude. Like, I feel for Steven Adams. He's getting his ass beat up this series.
Now, the game prior where he took one from Jermon Green that showed on the replay, I was like, okay, he did the Karl Malone. I'm leading with the knee. Okay, that
happened.
Yeah, that happens. That's what happens when you play that kind of. This one, I was like, dude, you lost the ball, and you blatantly were like, I'm going to kick him.
And then I didn't like Steve Kerr's comments afterwards, and he was like, well, I think the flagrant's going to be rescinded. Like, dude, really? And dude asked him, and he was like, what would you say to somebody who thinks it's intentional? He was like, I would say you haven't played the game. And I'm like, nigga, please, I play basketball. I know what flailing looks like. I know what happens when you flail.
Oh, look,
that was a kick.
We got two instances out here from players we can tell you from L.A. Kobe Bryant flailing.
Yeah.
Every time he looked like he get hit with the whistle, his arms flail like, what the hell? Like, ain't even nobody touch you, dude. But in terms of balls, Chris Paul, he must hung out with Chris Paul over the summer. Was like, let me teach you how to hit nuts.
Because Chris Paul does it all the time.
All the damn time.
Nut check. Boom.
Or he was like, I'm going to get one because Serge Ibaka like doing it. I'm going to do it. Like, dude, come on. No, you know what? I think he has a couple flagrants so far in the playoffs. Draymond Green. I think that's why he's like, they need to rescind it because I think he's getting close to.
I think he this is his fifth.
Yeah, which is like, you close to getting a suspension.
Yep.
Which is why you're like, oh, they're going to rescind it. I'm like, because now it's adding up. When it's just a one-time thing, it ain't no big deal. Now it's starting to accumulate. You're like, oh, shit, dude, you got to pull it back.
And he said, I'm going to do better. I'm going to be good. Clearly, you ain't. And then he was talking all the smack and getting in Steven Adams' face in game two and all that. I mean, he's tiptoeing the line, and today he crossed it.
Yeah, it's one of the things. It backfired. As you see, he probably had his worst game in the last 2 years.
And at that point, it was at that point where OKC just started going nuts.
Just how they closed out the quarter strong.
Yep.
Like, y'all,
no pun intended, sorry.
Yeah, close it out like, we handling this. Y'all ain't coming back.
Yeah, but, and should he be suspended? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, Reggie Miller was talking about it during the game, and he said, in a sense, he doesn't think the NBA is going to suspend him because they would like both teams to be healthy for the series, which I do agree with. I think it warrants a suspension, but I don't think the NBA is going to suspend him. But with that being said, and I tweeted this out, if they're not going to suspend him, because I'm like, they've already set a precedent when they suspended Dante Jones.
Yeah.
He hit Biombo in the nuts, and I'm like, he kicked Steven Adams in the nuts. So I'm like, you can't suspend one dude for one game and just not suspend another dude. So I'm just saying, if you're not going to suspend Draymond Green, you owe OKC one if something along those magnitudes happens to them then. You can't not suspend Draymond Green, and then if something happens with somebody on OKC team, and everybody's like, should he be suspended? Nope, we not suspend him. Nope. You can't play favorites. You can't do that.
Nope.
So pick and choose. It warrants a suspension. That's all I'm going to say. It warrants a suspension.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, it was blatant. He can lie all he wants. But he's a guy who likes to get in people's heads. Yeah. And this is the problem that they got in your head. Like, Steven Adams gets on niggas' nerves. So it's just like, well, and I guess they put a quote where he was like, my job is to get in. Not in Steven Adams' head, in the Westbrook and
Durant's head.
I'm like, but Steven Adams is gonna be playing you and gonna be physical.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 6'9", you can do a lot of things, but when the rebound come up, my money on Steven Adams to get that board.
He's 6'11".
Mm-hmm. And can rebound.
And can rebound, yeah.
So man, whoo. And they got, a couple days of pivotal game four. I expect, they shot 10 of 33 from three. I expect that to be better.
I expect Golden State to win game four. I think.
I do, too. I mean, I put it to picked it to go 7.
I mean, because if OKC wins this next game and goes up 3-1. I don't want to say the series is over, but the series is probably over.
Because, I mean, they got the split that they wanted.
Exactly. They got what
they wanted. But I don't think, you know, people are like, oh, they got their split. They good. I'm like.
Well, you want to win both games.
You
want to
win both. You don't want to get your ass kicked going into game 3.
Yeah.
But having them extra days off. Everybody's like, are they really going to be all right? Now everybody who was like, oh, I'm picking Golden State in 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now you're like, oh, shit. Wait a minute. I mean, they're getting tested. This is what everybody's complaint was last season. And we know they're going to bring it up. See, I told you they wouldn't.
Yeah, right. Here we go. Oh, man. And look, I'm just going to, for the record, I'm saying this right now before it is brought up. If Golden State does not win, I am not taking anything away from them this season. I know everybody and their mama is going to be quick to be like, see, they not better than the Bulls. They ain't better than the Bulls. They couldn't beat the old square. I'm like, look.
They didn't say.
They beat the Bulls' regular season record. You cannot take that away from them, folks.
Nope.
You can't. You can't do it. You can put an asterisk if you want to, whatever you want to say. Yes, if they don't win a chip, I mean, it's a nice record, but yes.
And they'll tell you that.
It is what it is.
Yeah, they'll tell you
exactly.
That. They're going to be like, we didn't come here to win 7-3 games. We came here to win a damn championship.
So, I mean, I'm not going to take anything away from them this season. I'm not going to be like, oh, see, Steph, maybe LeBron, he shouldn't have been unanimous MVP. I'm not going to go there. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. But if they don't win.
Yeah, the record don't mean shit.
Record don't matter to me.
We tied the record from the road home record, 40-1. We got 68 wins. I don't give a fuck. We come here to win a chip. So that season basically is like, wow, congrats. We had a great regular season. I'm proud, but no, I'm not happy. Damn it. And that's how they gonna feel.
Yeah.
Like you want to once you win a championship, after that, that's all. It's all about the championship.
Yep.
You got home court throughout. Best scenario that you want. Everybody wants that. Home court throughout. Good. Yep. Now you just got to get there.
Yep. That's the hard part.
Right. And that ass whipping only counts for one game.
Yeah. But you know how people are. They overreact.
But now folks going to be like,
I don't know.
What's up? Draymond Green got problems.
I'm sticking to my Golden State in 6. I'm not going to flip-flop.
Mm-hmm. So it's all good.
We'll see.
Moving on to the East. I mean, we was bagging on it.
Hey,
Toronto was looking like straight boo-boo.
I gave Toronto 2.
No, we did. We picked them in 6.
I gave Toronto 2. You know.
They needed some life. We needed to see something from them.
I was about to say, I needed to just see some sign of energy, some sign of life from this team. Mm-hmm. Because it looked like this was about to be a straight sweep.
Yeah.
You were like, it don't even look like Toronto even want to be there.
And the big thing was coming into that game, Kyle Lowry leaving the bench.
To decompress?
Just kind of decompress.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Look, the dude been in a shitty slump.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in a, where it's like, it's clearly all mental. You know, he didn't quit on the team.
No, he didn't quit on the team.
Fine, he just needed to take a breather, you know, whatever. He came back.
And he said he's done it like several times. He said he does it all the time.
I'm taking piss break.
And if you got to piss, you got to piss break. Yeah. I mean, it's a game. We all human. We all got to go to the bathroom sometime. If the man got to go, the man got to go. Yeah,
so how they come out in game 3, big response.
Sprinkling that hotline bling.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what he did that might have fucked him up. But, Toronto came that home win, 99-84, behind DeMar DeRozan, 40 minutes, 32 points, 12 of 24, 5 boards, 4 assists. 8-9 from free throw, getting to the line,
mm-hmm.
being that stud, we was going to need it. His backcourt, 7-13, 4-8 from 3, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. All right.
Better showing.
Had 4, got in a little foul trouble, which could have been trouble, but shout out to Corey Joseph, came in, gave him 14 and 5 rebounds, 3 assists off the bench, 6-10, 2 threes.
Bismack, freaking Biyombo.
Man,
dude.
In 39 minutes, only 7 points, but 26 rebounds, 8 of them offensive, 4 blocks, setting the damn tone.
Yeah, for real. I mean, that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you needed. You needed somebody to just step up and just not back down from them.
Yeah, and they needed their guards to play well. Because, I mean, look, let's, and I heard somebody say, like, let's be honest, let's look at this lineup. Okay, they're like, outside of LeBron James, who's getting up there since Tony Parker old, apparently all y'all niggas, LeBron James getting up there. Who else besides LeBron James on this team do you fear defensively? As in Cat Williams?
Do I fear defensively?
Yes. Hold on, I'll wait. Who's blocking their shots? Nobody.
I would say Mozgov, but he don't play.
He don't play 2 minutes.
Yeah, he don't play.
So they were like, you got to attack this team. Cleveland, I'll give them props. They have played great defense so far in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Their strength is not defense.
Yep.
I mean, they can play it, but I was like, ain't nobody blocking your shot.
No.
Go to the rack.
Yep.
And that's what DeMar was doing. You got to attack these dudes. You know, Bismack held his own. I believe they won the rebounding battle.
Yes.
54-40. Handling business.
Yeah, and if you holding Cleveland to 34% from three.
Mm-hmm. 14 or 41. Mm. Way too damn many threes.
Well, they've just been on a tear.
You know, and I saw him, you know, afterwards, LeBron, like, it's always going to be weird when LeBron had discussions. Because it was like, oh, well, Kyrie struggled. 3 of 19.
Mm.
For 13 points, 4 boards, 1 assist,
mm-hmm.
3 turnovers. Kevin Love in 29 minutes, 1 of 9.
Oof.
3 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. I don't think he
sat
played
the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tristan Thompson, 8 boards, only 2 offensive. You'll take it. LeBron was solid, 28. You know, 9 of 17, 24 points, 8 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals. Doing his thing. Even Channing Frye, man. Demon Orlando, I don't get that. Here's Channing Frye. Good luck. Hope y'all win it. But yeah, held him to 35%. Field goal, 34% from the 3-point. Turnover was low, but yeah, out rebounded him by 14. That's what you got to do.
Yep.
Points in the paint, 36-20.
Got to beat him inside.
Yeah, beat him on the fast breaks too. Got to take advantage. I'm liking, you know, maybe this is what they needed. Got to come home, get some home cooking,
get some
feel better. Mm-hmm. You know, even got some, I think, 10 points from Patrick Patterson. You got to go out this Cleveland team. They are not strong in the paint. They have great rebounders, but they ain't nobody blocking your shit.
Nah, Tristan Thompson's a rebounder.
Kyrie Irving ain't guarding you. He ain't. He's not.
Yeah.
He's going to score on your ass probably.
Yeah.
But he ain't guarding you, and you make him work. That's the thing. Make him work on defense.
Yep.
You know, J.R. Smith, 15 threes out of 16 shots. That's what he's going to do. 22 points.
We know Kevin Love ain't playing D like that.
No, Kevin Love is a questionable defender.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't putting him on hard level, but he's just not that good at it.
No, he's not.
Let's just be honest. He's not that good at it. Mm. So they got to bottle this up. You know, I saw Dwayne Casey got hit with $25,000 for complaining to the refs, which I think he feels like they ain't getting to the line enough. And I ain't mad at him.
Yeah.
Because they took 13 to Cleveland 16. He's been like, yo, we ain't getting to the line at all whatsoever. Bismack getting slapped, getting fouled to death.
Y'all ain't getting
no free. What the hell? You know, maybe it'll pay off game 4. But thank you, Toronto, for showing that fight.
Mm-hmm. At least giving us something.
Yeah, of course, this was a must-win game.
Yes.
We'll see if you can do it again tomorrow. But so happy. Thank you. Be competitive. Like, look, y'all finished, like, I think a game or two behind them in the regular season.
And y'all beat them in the regular season.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know you can beat this team.
You can beat them.
Yeah, I don't know how they struggles, what this backcourt's going to go, but if y'all keep being aggressive,
mm-hmm.
good things will happen.
Absolutely.
And LeBron James, what are you thinking about Irving and Love? Oh, I think it's good for them. They need it. Like, nigga. Oh, that's them. They struggling.
Just okay. LeBron, just whatever. He's just talking this season. He's annoyed this season. Mm-hmm. This is annoyed LeBron. This is LeBron who is not getting talked about very much. He is just saying whatever the fuck comes out of his mouth. I don't care.
That was just strange. I was like, I get what you're saying. A little adversity don't hurt nobody. But I'm like, you still on this? This is a teaching moment. Like, nigga.
I'm coach up in this bitch. This is my team to coach.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They just had a bad game. They'll bounce back.
Everybody loves to talk about Tyronn Lue. No, this is LeBron. Just call it what it is, ladies and gentlemen.
That's just
funny. Because if I recall, David Blatt was in the same position last year. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Old firing a coach after.
Old firing a coach.
Shout out to Spirit.
Since we talking about LeBron James and his shit. Uh-oh. Now I pulled it up. Okay, I got to say, I love the flop.
Dude,
just when this subject was dead, it was like he took a ball and then just, whoa, and then flew the hell down.
Oh, did you see Brandon Armstrong's
No, he rendition? Did one of that.
Oh my fucking nigga. God. Let me see if I can.
Because I was like, Tristan Thompson just throwing bowls, like.
Right.
Like, you didn't know.
And then they tried to tee up DeMar Carroll. He's like, I ain't even touch him.
Because it's funny, DeMar Carroll was kind of like getting Thompson off him. And then Tristan Thompson just threw the ball at LeBron. LeBron like, oh, my lip. Oh, he knocked me out.
I'm hurt. Let me see if it plays.
Oh, shit. I think it went on.
Oh, man.
I mean, yes, that was clear. He was acting
easily. And then he wants to talk about, I'm not trying to flop.
Come
like,
on,
get out of here, LeBron. You tried to sell that sucker.
6'8", 260. And you took it. Now, it wasn't like a foot. He took it, but it wasn't like, I'm giving you this elbow directly to the face. Like, come on. If he had taken a hit and fell immediately, then you'd be like, oh, okay, damn, that elbow kind of hurt.
Not even. If he had taken it and just kind of.
Like, ow,
like,
damn.
Yeah, just like dropped his head or something into his hand, like, damn, that hurt or like, something. Like, but
oh, I'm stumbling back.
Oh, you're like, dude, get out of here.
The Matrix and shit, dude. What the hell?
Oh, man.
And of course, you know, Drake had his tweeted the picture of him.
Oh,
some old Cleveland. I can't see him. I'm playing Detroit, flying home for game four with a little tear face emoji. LeBron looked like, I got hit. And that's, you know, and it was like, Toronto Raptors ambassador Drake sends out. I'm like, this nigga, you know what?
You haven't learned not to poke the bear?
You see, we try to compare you like maybe you Spike Lee. Spike Lee learned when he did that shit with Reggie Miller.
Yep.
So
Reggie gave him the choke sign,
so
baby.
You can't act like you don't know. Everybody who's a basketball fan, even if you wasn't born and old enough to watch that, you know about it.
You don't poke the bear, especially the best player in the league.
Nigga, you won a game.
That's what I'm saying. A game.
Yeah, won't you be like, congrats to my Raptors, baby. Let's go. Tying it up. Nope. What you going to do? I'm going to tease LeBron James. Thanks. And they like, nigga.
Had you gone up 3-2?
Maybe.
But not. No. You're still down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tweet a picture of your people. Big them up. Don't shit on LeBron James. Like, LeBron James played all right.
Mm-hmm. I think it was more so because of the flop.
Yeah, it
which
was.
Which is what everybody was getting on LeBron about.
And he come like,
I wasn't trying to get, stop it. Stop it. I hope they fine you for that. I hope they fine your butt.
Yeah.
As they should.
I can't wait to hear hoopla on this. Let's talk about LeBron James flop. Again. God damn it, dude. I forgot all about him flopping. Now I'm like, he does flop a lot.
A lot. And that was prime example, right?
He was looking at the ref like, oh, that was your teammate.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh, LeBron. Yeah, jabroni.
Yeah. So hopefully Toronto can tie this up. We can have a real series.
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Be very nice.
Put some pressure on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back in this joint, talk about some lottery results, and head around the sports world.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. What is this? What is this?
You are tuned in to the Black Is Network. Culture, sports, music, and a whole lot more. Check us out on blackisonline.com. We back. Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to hit us up, talk some finals. Should Golden State be nervous? Should they be concerned? Should Cleveland be concerned? Does LeBron James flop too damn much? Hit us up. Let's talk about it on Twitter at Brothers Layman. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Email thebrotherslayman@gmail.com or on the website blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up and let us know your thoughts on LeBron James flop.
Oh, that fool.
That's never going to get old.
Nope. God, that Brian is almost funny. He was doing exactly what LeBron was doing. It also hurt.
It's like, what?
Out to Michigan State, on past the track, on the street.
Oh, he did. He went like half the court length. And you're like, what in the world? Reminds me sometimes when Shaq used to text him, used to flop. You're like, dude, come on.
All right.
You 350 pounds. There's right. No way somebody right. 200 pounds pushed you that hard.
Right.
Come on, Shaq.
But as I understand, because Shaq was getting hit like he was. So he was just like, all right, since y'all ain't calling nothing, let me sell it.
Diving into the crowd. Oh, he pushed me.
You know, but Shaq's an entertainer, too. So yeah. I know he part of it. He just doing it for fun anyway. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
All right, moving on. So, yes, Baylor, Philly got the number one pick.
Yes, they did.
I don't know the last time that it actually went completely in order.
And as we said on the last show, Sam Hankey feels like crap.
Mm-hmm. This is some bullshit, man.
Man, this is some bullshit.
He's like, fuck the NBA right now, man. Like,
I finally get it.
Finally, y'all want to give me the number one pick? I couldn't have it when Andrew Wiggins was a rookie, huh? Couldn't let me have that one, huh? Or when Karl Anthony Towns was a free agent. Couldn't give me the number one pick then, huh? Okay. That's fine. Whatever. But, I mean, now you got a situation where you do at least have two, you know, basically two unanimous 1-2 guys at the first and second pick. So it's kind of, you know, take your pick.
No, choice. I mean, for the Lakers, I mean, really, you couldn't get any better. I mean, you'd rather have the first one because you'd have – at least more of an option to trade, but
the only scary thing about this, they're always, I don't know what it is, but every time there's like two guys, there's always a bust.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn it, which one is it going to be?
So it's one that's solid and one that takes off.
You got Kevin Durant, Greg Oden.
The fun thing I thought back was Dwight Howard and Malcolm Okafor.
Dwight Howard,
like Mecca Okafor coming off, I think, a championship.
Yeah, Derrick Rose, Michael Beasley.
Yep.
I'm just saying, yeah, man.
And Okafor had a solid career, but Dwight Howard turned out to be a superstar.
And I know he got injured, but, you know, Sam Bowie and Jordan, even though they weren't one and two technically.
Right.
Because Hakeem went first. But
yeah, clearly. Ain't nobody was like, you know who should have went first? Michael Jordan. Out of that draft, I have never heard anybody say, How come the Rockets didn't take Michael Jordan? Nobody has said that.
Well, because they got a Hall of Fame. They got it right.
It was like, oh, well.
We have one of the best centers in NBA history. You can't really argue with that. Right. I mean, you could, of course, you could be like, well, Jordan was the best of all time. Right. But I'm like, it's the dream, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's why I'm like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Nobody's been
it
like.
It sucks, though. You're like, Hakeem, Sam Bowie, Jordan. You're like, God damn.
But that was what it was, wasn't it? Chris Webber, Sean Bradley, Penny Hardaway,
and then they traded Chris Webber for Penny.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like
man.
Here's Chris Webber, and it was like three picks. It was like Chris Webber and three first round picks. Yeah. Penny, you're like, God damn, that's a yeah. I'll take
like,
that.
Like, should the Clippers take Mike Bibby? No, we taking all over Candy. Oh my God,
yeah, it's the big man.
Shit. Who should the Hawks take? We taking Marvin Williams.
He's a freshman athletic freak.
Oh, my God. You had Darren Williams and Chris Paul in that draft, man.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I got a little draft discussion for you, but in a second. But we are down to these two.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, before I talk about them two dudes, I love – now, everybody talking about the Lakers and all these trade pieces. Boston is in a great spot.
Oh,
we have the third pick.
Boston's in the best spot.
And then the third and the 23rd pick. We got two first-round picks.
I thought they have three.
Oh, do they have three? And they have the 16th. I didn't see that.
Yeah,
and
the 16th they have pick. Three.
Damn.
I was like, Boston's in the best position. Mm-hmm. We were what? Third?
Yeah, they were third
in the East.
Fourth or something?
I think third or fourth in mm-hmm. the East. And we got a top three pick?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Flip that bitch. Yeah. Get me a star.
Yeah, we got three first round picks.
I can throw in that.
And we got cap space.
And we got young pieces.
Yeah. And we in the East.
Give me a star, right. Baby.
And we got banners. Don't be like, we know about winning.
Bill Russell going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, Larry Bird. I see you interested in trading somebody. Hook a brother up.
Hey,
Jerry West did it. Kevin McHale did it.
Thank you, Paul George, man. Ooh.
Woo! Yep. They'd be like, here's the number three and the 16, and we'll draft the 23rd and get another solid nigga.
Yeah, Boston is in very good shape. Danny Ainge, man, has done a great job, man.
Yeah, running out the top 10. Phoenix in fourth, Minnesota fifth, Pelicans sixth, Denver seventh, Sacramento eighth, Toronto got a bam pick. The ninth pick.
You feel
way to go, New York.
You feel for Philly just because they did a similar route to Boston. It just it basically was just the two opposite ways it could go. Mm-hmm. It went completely bad for Philly.
Yep.
Injuries, you know, after injury. I mean, it wasn't. That's why I felt bad for Sam Hinkie and for Philly because I'm like, dude, it's not all they fault. It's not. I mean, if you really look at Boston. They basically did the same thing to an extent. You know, we're just drafting guys. We're trading vets. We're collecting assets. They're just panned out.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart panned out. Olynyk. You know, you had Jared Sullinger.
Yeah.
I mean, these picks just panned out. Who knew that Jay Crowder was going to be good? Nobody knew Jay Crowder was going to be. They just panned out.
Yeah. And then making trades to get,
you know, they were able to get at Isaiah Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
To get him.
Yeah,
I mean,
Evan Turner.
It worked
for the long term, and they got into a scrappy team. You got some.
I mean, with Philly, I mean it could have gone that way, but Embiid got hurt. Yeah. Noel was hurt this rookie season. I mean, it just
mm-hmm. yeah. Now if they get everybody back.
Yeah, you get Embiid back
mm-hmm.
to go along with, you know, with Simmons.
And Embiid was supposedly coming out like basically the next best two-way big.
Yeah. And I mean, you get Simmons or Ingram.
Of course, all these dudes going to get traded
and
now.
And then Marco Sario, I think Sario or something like that.
He's
supposed to come out.
Yeah, so they can move some. You know, Colangelo's going to make some moves.
Mm-hmm.
See, I still think it's Ben Simmons And this, see, this is what I hate when they do do. Just like, oh, well, Ben Simmons, but he can't shoot, and he's a diva. What about Brandon Ingram? Oh, he's great. Okay, so why isn't he going first then? Clearly number one. Because that's all it was like with Emeka Okafor. I mean, with Jahlil Okafor, it was like, oh, he's great, but we have questions. Karl Anthony Towns amazing. Like, well, so he has no weaknesses? There's nothing wrong with him. Okay, now he proved it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what's Brandon Ingram besides that he railed the fuck?
He's very slender.
Yeah.
He's going to have to work on his ball handling skills. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great shooter.
You said he's basically a 3-and-D guy.
Yeah, he's another 3-and-D dude. But again, you know, he's going to have to add some weight.
Yeah.
He's going to have to work on his posting skills. I mean, he's got stuff he's going to have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But for his sake, he needs to go to L.A.
Yeah. I think he's a better fit for L.A.
Just positional-wise and everything, they need a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a 3.
Yeah, I think
he can play the 2, but he's a 3. Yeah.
Simmons is a little too similar to Randall because Randall can handle the rock.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ben Simmons in this new in 2016 will probably play some 4. I think he's a 3, but I think he'll play some 4.
When and if they draft Ben Simmons, who are they flipping? Which one of the 3? Because they flipping one of them.
I might.
I'm thinking they flipping Noel.
Mm. Well, Noel's the most proven product.
Exactly. He's bringing you the most value.
Yeah. He's a nice defensive guy. Yeah, he might be, you know, whatever you can get the most for right now. You flip, get you some scoring. You know, it'll be interesting because they do just like, you know, you still got Ish Smith who can handle the rock.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ben Simmons will want to have the rock himself.
You got Nick Stauskas who can shoot.
But they've got it, you know, having another ball handler will make it cool for them.
Mm-hmm.
The guy has an NBA ready body, can rebound. So the pace should pick up a little bit. So if they want to, I guess, run more,
they can.
You probably would trade Okafor over Noel.
Yeah, I would agree.
Uh-huh. But they're,
with that scenario, yeah.
But they're sitting in a nice spot.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to work both guys out so we can see everything. Hopefully Ben Simmons doesn't try to pull a Eli Manning or whatever, or Stevie Francis. I don't want to play. I ain't working out for the Sixers.
I ain't going to Vancouver.
Yeah. And I think Ben Simmons, I don't know, because it takes a bit of time. But, yeah, if I'm the Lakers, Ingram is just a better fit.
Yep.
And when he's scoring from the 3, and he has it.
Yep. And he can shoot, man.
Mm-hmm.
And just throwing this out there, I told Chris this. With the cap going up, Laker fans, be wary. Jordan Clarkson is a restricted free agent. I have not heard anybody mention this, but if I'm a team that needs a piece, I'm throwing some cash his way. Because he's consistent and he's young.
Mm-hmm.
And he can be a great third piece or something. Can you imagine him on like OKC? Nigga, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying. The cap's going up. I know the Lakers are, you know, they want stars. He's not a star per se. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Be careful. Yeah. You could lose him.
Yeah, I pulled this up because I was like, so then we were talking about the draft, and I'm not going back that far, but I know how everybody comes in expecting dudes to contribute and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only going back 5 years, and I'm doing strictly the top 10 because these are dudes who you expect
to come in and contribute,
you know, and you want to see after about 3 or 4 years what mm-hmm. they going into the next contract.
Okay,
so 2011,
mm-hmm.
Number one was Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
clearly worth number one pick. Derek Williams was 2.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even coming in out of Arizona, Cats was like, yeah, we don't know what he is. He's a tweener.
Cantor's number 3 has, you know,
after, and it's Cantor.
Yep, 5 seasons in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson?
No.
Not for fourth. Not for fourth.
No.
But, you know, great offensive rebounder.
Yes, he's a solid role player, but not for fourth.
You'd rather get him at 14.
Yes.
At 4.
Yes.
Number 5, Jonas Valanciunas. Still haven't seen everything, but
he still has potential. Yeah. He still has room to improve.
Right,
so.
But he's actually played well
mm-hmm.
pre-injury.
Yes.
Pre-injury, he was like the most consistent guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. Six, Washington picked Jan Vesely.
Bust!
Gone.
Yep, ain't in the league. I think he was gone after year two.
Was picked by Sacramento when they traded Bismack Biyombo. Mm. The reach, but, you know, funny thing is he's a solid role player, yeah. Number eight, Brandon Knight. I like what I've seen from Brandon Knight.
He's doing all right. Yeah. He was young, though, coming out, so.
Number nine, Charlotte Kemba Walker.
Nice pick.
Mm-hmm. Year five, yes, I like it. Mm-hmm. Number 10, I guess I'm with the trade, Jimmy Verdette. And I'm out.
Yeah, that was Sacramento. That was stupid. Yeah. I don't know why they did that one.
And just very quickly, number 11, Golden State, Klay Thompson. Mm. Yes,
God damn. Jimmy Verdette went right before Klay Thompson. Oh, Sacramento, if only you had pulled that trigger, yep. Y'all would have been. Could you imagine him with Cousins, dude?
Mm-hmm. Then it wouldn't be no issue. It wouldn't be no problem. You'd be like, oh, they balling. They'd be in the playoffs.
Easily. That one move could have just changed the landscape for Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And also, you had 15th with Kawhi Leonard.
That was the trade with Indiana. Yep.
16th, Philly had picked up Vucevic.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone out well.
Nice piece.
So I picked Tobias Harris at 19. Monta Ellis was in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth Faried.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Corey Jones, and Jimmy Butler was in that draft. Yeah. And for first round. So, you know, after 5 years, some of these guys did pan out. You know, some didn't. 2012 was the year Anthony Davis went first. Clearly, he's a stud.
Yeah, stud.
Michael Kidd Gilchrist went second. Yeah. And this is my only concern with that. You know, Brandon, he's a 3-and-D guy. I'm like, well, there was a 3-and-D guy picked before, Michael K. Gilchrist, and he's a role player.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal. He's going to solid. Yeah, he's at the point. These are, I guess, all these contract guys. Deion Waiters.
Not for fourth.
But, he's kind of stepped up. Mm-hmm. Thomas Robinson, role player.
Role player, not for fifth.
Six, Damian Lillard. Stud.
Bowler! Yeah.
Seven, gonna say pick Harrison Barnes.
Solid. I don't know about seventh, maybe in the middle of the draft, but right now.
For him being like basically the third, well, I guess at this point, the fourth option, still, he's gonna get some money. He's gonna get some money.
I'll give him an incomplete.
Yeah, and most of these guys, they're up right now anyway. This is a year.
Okay.
Terrence Ross went eighth.
No.
Yeah, that's too high.
Yes.
You know, nice role player for Toronto.
He's a solid role player. High. That's it. He's a beast coming out of Washington.
Troy Andre Drummond, worth max deal.
Easily.
Round out number 10, Austin Rivers, who was picked way high, but solid role player.
Should have been a late first.
Yeah. That was way too high.
Oh, man, he was garbage.
I'm looking on the way else. Miles Leonard showed some potential.
Miles Leonard is a...
Oh, this was the Royce Weiss draft.
Oof. Oh, bust. Sorry, Daryl. Iowa State. Bust.
I'm trying to look. Oh, so Evan Fournier had a nice season with Orlando. But
he went in the first round?
Yep, 20 to Denver.
I forgot about it. Oh, yeah, he was with Denver.
Jared Sellinger,
solid. Solid. At Boston. Working that magic.
Miles Plumlee. And then Festus Ezeli. He's going to get some nice money.
Yep. Lakers are looking at him.
Yeah. So, out this draft, you've got three studs.
Yep.
And, this is not counting Bradley Beal because they have three studs and a plus.
Mm-hmm.
I'll count Bradley Beal as that plus. But yeah. Anthony Davis, D. Lillard, Drummond, all potential star to superstar players.
Yep.
So, I'm like, okay. I'm just saying that you don't know.
You don't.
You know, it's going to take some time. The infamous 2013 draft. Guys are going to come up for extensions, I guess, this summer. Anthony Bennett first.
Yes,
okay, Spirit.
Yes.
Bus.
Yes.
Bus a bus.
He's the. I have to do my research, but at this point, I mean, from memory, yes, yeah. He's the worst number one pick ever.
And for BTG, when it comes to bus, he's in my top five. Oladipo was number two.
Yeah.
He's been improving.
Teddy D, I don't know. Yeah. I think he might blossom under Frank Vogel, though.
He, I don't know if I want to give him an extension. I don't know.
Giving him max.
No, he ain't getting no max sure. extension. Third was Otto Porter.
Nope. We're still waiting.
Yep. Jeez. Four, Cody Zeller.
Oh.
A role player. Five, Alex Lynn. Had his best year last year.
That's what I'm saying, though. How can you punish Anthony Bennett? Look at these names. Yep. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Number six was Nerlens Noel. Okay.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Solid role player for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Number seven, Ben McLemore.
Keep going.
Number eight, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Solid role player. Was he worth the eighth pick? Not really. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Number nine, Trey Burke. That one's
what I'm saying. Keep going.
And then number 10, finally, number 10, C.J. McCullough.
Thank you. Okay. Jesus Christ. I mean, you see what I mean, though? So I'm like, can we really punish Anthony Bennett when the draft was so whack?
Now you're looking at it.
The top 10 was horrible.
Yeah.
Except for one.
And he was like, okay, well, this dude has some scoring potential.
Exactly. People weren't like, well, C.J. McCullough's going to be the next great guard. Like, it was like, well, he can score.
Yeah. They would have picked him first. I was clearly like, well, this the way the top 10 played out, shit.
So, like, there you go.
Yeah, a little funny. 11, Michael Carter Williams, who peaked and then has just kind of come back down to earth. Yep.
Who I heard Milwaukee talking about replacing. Getting a draft. Who they talking about drafting a point guard to replace him?
Let's keep Brandon Knight stupid.
Yep.
Let's see. Okay, 12, Steven Adams.
Okay.
Okay, he's going to get some nice coin.
Yep, out of Pittsburgh.
Oklahoma's going to try to get him to get an extension.
Steven Adams doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to be greedy and like, no. I want such and such. He'll give you – give him a nice, you know, 9-10 mil a year.
He's going to get a nice extension this summer.
Yeah.
They're not going to let him get hit free agency.
Give him 3 years, 30.
Kelly Olynyk.
Okay,
15. Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm fucking that name up.
Greek freak.
Yeah.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He will probably get a nice extension.
He's getting max.
He's getting a max extension.
Oh, yes, he is.
Because you do not want him to hit restricted free agency next season.
He's getting maxed up again.
Basically, you better get him before the cap go up again.
Better lock that motherfucker up right now.
17, Dennis Schroeder.
Nice pick.
Okay, all right.
Very good pick.
21, you had Goring Dien.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
Andre Roberson was in that pick, 26. Oh, 27, Rudy Gobert. Okay.
Finally.
Right.
Finally.
And that's basically it.
There you go.
I mean, come on. The 2013,
that draft was horrible.
It was terrible.
Terrible. So that's why I said it's up for debate. From memory, he's the worst.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have went first, but who are you going to take?
Yeah. C.J. McCullough was 10th, so you can't be like, oh, well, what about a dude who went third? Yeah, Otto Porter should have been first.
Yeah,
I mean, even Oluwadipo, like, he's good.
Okay, yeah, he's good, but...
Is he, at this point, you're like, next season, he's going to be an all-star.
If somebody had picked him if he had been the number one pick, he'd be like, he ain't that good of a number one pick.
Nope.
So, that's what I'm
saying. Like,
What about 2014?
All right, 2014 was the Andrew Wiggins. So, okay.
Okay.
I still want to see some more.
Yes.
But he's good.
But he's doing a good job.
Second year. Jabari Parker was second.
Yes. Solid pick. Yeah.
We'll see. Embiid, we don't know.
Incomplete.
Aaron Gordon went fourth. You know,
he's starting to come into. Yes. I didn't like it at first, but we'll see.
His second season, okay. Seen some improvement.
Starting to come along.
Dante Exum, still don't know yet.
Yeah, got that ACL injury coming back from.
But with this Utah team, he should be good.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, Boston pick, Marcus Smart.
Solid role player.
Besides
that flop.
Yeah, not worth it. We'll see.
No, not worth six, even though I liked him.
Julius Randle, he did miss a season.
Mm-hmm. But from what we saw this season, looks good. All nice right. Nice get by the Lakers.
Number eight was Nick Stauskas.
Yeah.
Don't really know yet.
Philly, we'll see.
Yeah. Number nine was Noah Vonleh. We don't know either.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Next.
Number 10 was Effrey Payton. Okay.
All right.
For 10, okay.
Maybe.
Then you got Dougie Mack.
That's my dude.
Y'all don't know yet.
Don't know.
Zach LaVine, 13.
Solid.
Okay.
Slam dunk champion, if nothing else.
Let's see who was in this one. Jeez. Mitch McGarry ain't getting no time. Harris. We don't know.
That's why it's hard doing, you got to wait 3 years or so because some of these dudes ain't going to get time until 3 years.
23rd, Rodney Hood. Exceeding expectations.
Very solid pick. Very good pick.
You know, really doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Anderson, 30 for the Spurs.
Yep.
Solid role player. That's about it. Shabazz Napier draft. Where he at?
Oh, yes, LeBron like him. That's when Miami picked him. And we traded him after LeBron left to Orlando, and now he's gone.
Yeah, it's like, I'm looking at this. Yeah.
Well, LeBron likes him. Let's get him. See, this stuff like that is
so
like.
So after their second year, you know, just solid but nothing splashy.
You're not really going to know really specifically until like year three or four.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's rare you'll get that one dude who just balled out. As of last year.
That's why I'm like, folks, just tamper expectations, please.
If a guy is by year three, if a guy is for real producing, then you've won.
You've won, yep.
Especially if you picked low.
Exactly.
You pick high, yeah. Like Carl Anthony Towns last year, I mean, exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
So now that you've, you know, and it's your rookie year, hey, yeah, he's great. Now,
you got to do better than that.
We need you to be the number one guy on the team.
Yep. You got to improve. You got to be the go-to dude.
Now that you've shown we got talent, it's time to go to the playoffs.
You got
to,
about to say, got to make that playoff push.
Then we had D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
Who, you know, outside of his issue, you know, we expect under Luke Walton a little bit better improvement.
Yes, we'll see.
More point guard. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to need you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers going to need him to be Russell-esque. We need you to be able to run offense and score.
Exactly.
Gio Okafor, solid first year.
Yeah.
Four was Porzingis.
Exceeded expectations.
Yep.
Very much
now,
so.
Now with that new coach, we're going to speak about in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Hezonja.
Yeah, we'll see.
New coach.
We'll see.
You know, clearly Orlando needs shooting in the worst way.
And he's athletic as hell. Yeah,
he's athletic and can shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Six was Willie Cauley-Stein.
Not solid. Bad. He was solid. You know, for Sacramento.
And they don't, do they have a? Oh, yeah, they got a coach. So mm-hmm.
New coach.
Who's worked with Big, so maybe he can bring something out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Johnson. Talk some trash, but he's been solid. He's
solid.
Mm-hmm. Frank Kaminsky had his
moments.
He was
okay. He was all right. He helped the team get to the playoffs.
You know, number 10 was Justice Winslow.
Solid.
Uh-huh.
Solid pick.
Miles Turner was 11th.
Very good pick.
Yeah, a lot more than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trey Lyles, who had a little bit.
Right.
Devin Booker.
Very nice. Boy, I can shoot his ass off.
Yep. Let's see who else. Shout out to Louisville, Terry Rozier.
We don't know. There you go. We don't know, Boston.
No. Dallas picked Justin Anderson. That showed some flashes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, 20. Do y'all have Bobby Portis? I expect to see more coming
next
season.
Yeah, buddy. He's coming.
Even Lakers. Larry Nance Jr. was a solid pick.
He was a solid pick, yeah.
And, yeah, that's for that time. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to take time for these dudes to really show something.
Yeah. But for a lot of these guys last year, we just saw flashes. We haven't really seen the total package yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, so it was basically you guys, folk got to wait 3 years to really see
these dudes
blossom.
Mm-hmm.
That hopefully by the – because, look, if they good, I mean, you give them the option, you're going to use all 4 years.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out.
Absolutely.
But we had the all-rookie team for that. I know Carl Anthony Towns and Porzingis. We're all
first teamers.
Yep, all of unanimous.
Course. Of course.
Yeah, the first team was Kristaps Porzingis, Karl Anthony Towns, Nikolai Jokic from the Nuggets.
Nice.
Jahlil Okafor, and Devin Booker.
Mm.
I'm like, all right. See, all rookie singing team. You had Willie Cauley-Stein, Miles Turner, Justice Winslow, D'Angelo Russell, and Emmanuel Mudiay.
Nice.
So these guys show some. You know, these guys can be contributors to their teams. Because we, you know, going with these coaches, man. I mean, Knicks, I don't think it's official yet, but look like they're going to hire Jeff Hornacek.
That's an interesting hire.
Yeah, out the blue.
Yeah, I was like, wow, Phil hired somebody who's not affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
And it does sound like he was giving the green light to say no thank you to the triangle. Mm. It sounds like Melo and Porzingis are like, yeah, buddy, we like you already.
High five. We can run a little bit. That's cool. But, I mean, Jeff Hornacek, you know, did some good things with Phoenix as coach. I mean, he's got experience as a player. So, we'll see. I like the move. I think he's in a spot where he can grow a little bit. We'll see how much of a leash he's got because it is New York.
Yeah, and he's got some talent. But, you know, he showed what he could do in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I don't think the three-guard lineup was his idea. It's just what was there on the table. He just took it and ran with it.
Yeah. They're going to have to add some pieces this offseason, though.
Yeah, I know there were some issues, you know, with players and all that, but I don't think there's anybody. You know, he had to deal with the Morris twins.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody on New York. Melo ain't like that.
Nah.
No, at least Melo's like, look, you look at my resume. At least I got a reason.
I'm just trying to win.
Right, that I can be a little, like, demanding.
Mm-hmm.
Morris twins ain't do shit. Being like,
you traded my brother.
Like, that wasn't me. But, yeah, you know, new coach, new fresh blood, no triangle.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah!
They loving that.
New York is like, thank God, Phil, do something right. Yeah.
Magic over there, Frank Vogel.
Shout out to you, man. Teddy D.
Yeah, man.
I know you happy.
I like that.
Yeah, that was a great move. Mm-hmm. They're like, Indy, you don't want him? Fine, we will take him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, shout out, man. Orlando, things are working out, looking up. We'll see, man. I'm God, if they had not traded Tobias Harris. But I'm curious to see what they're going to try to do. I mentioned them as maybe a dark horse to get Paul George.
Yeah.
Possibly.
They might be able to also. I know he liked playing for him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they got I like him better than Scott Skiles anyway.
Yeah.
So
it worked out for Orlando for sure.
Yeah, they gave him a nice 4-year deal, so that should be cool.
Nice.
Good news for Chris Bosh. You expect him to play next season. This situation is just weird.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we saw reports that were like, you know, they're
– it might be life-threatening. Yeah. And it's like, what?
They didn't want to – Bosh is like, look, I want to play. I found a guy who said I was cleared to play. And he's like, he ain't our guy.
Yeah.
No, they don't want any of that hang gathers, you know, guys dying on the court. Don't want none of that.
Yeah.
I hope he plays well. I mean, look, this Miami been streaking, man.
Yeah.
Like 2 years in a row, you ain't been there when we needed you to make a difference. And I don't know what's going to happen next season. It sounds like they just been playing the cautious role as the team should.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, the player wants to play. I hope for his sake he can get through another season, a full season in play. But these clots are scary, man.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you gotta be here, man. We don't want to see you in the grave. So sometimes, you know, it's bigger than the game. And hopefully you can play. You're cleared to play by Miami. But if not, I mean, sometimes you gotta take a very close look in the mirror and say, is it worth it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you feel like you really want to play, they'll find a way to move you. Like, dude, you're a max contract player.
Yeah.
So they want you, but they gotta be safe.
Yeah.
Speaking about Miami, there's been all this talk recently about this relationship between LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. So I'm asking you, is this a problem? Do you personally have a particular problem with a buddy-buddy relationship, bromance, however you want to call it?
No, in the fact that they're best buddies. Yes, in the fact that it's publicized so goddamn much.
Okay.
I hate this. I mean, because, I mean, fucking Nick, Charles Oakley and Jordan were best friends. But you never heard it talked about all the damn time. They were just buddies, and you knew that.
Right.
It's like, goddamn, it's like every time. Every time Miami goes to Cleveland or plays Cleveland or somehow, they got to hear about how close they are. And to me, it is kind of a problem because, you see how buddy-buddy they are. And, I mean, even Jordan with as close as he was to Charles Oakley, when he was with the Knicks, is like, nigga, I'm kicking your ass. There's no – I mean, even Pat Riley was like, y'all ain't friends.
Yeah, Pat Riley, that old school, ain't no friend.
I mean, and – I like that mentality because to me it's like if you're just buddy-buddy all the time, to me you're not going real hard.
Yeah.
You ain't going 100% at him because, oh, that's my friend. Like, I don't like that.
I don't want to embarrass him.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, I don't like that. I mean, to me, it's, you know, it's cool. Y'all are friends and that's fine. But when it just comes to strictly basketball, it should be a competition. There needs to be a competitive nature. And I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't like the whole big deal of it. I think it's okay to be friends. I heard they say, you know, we said we love each other. Look, I don't care about that. That's fine. That's your boy.
Good for you. But again, why do you have to tell us that? Why do you have to tell us that?
They want to, like, we know it is. We know y'all profess it.
Why do we need to know y'all? Y'all got to say you love him.
I was hoping to play LeBron James in the final, but oh well, it just didn't happen. Look.
Do not come out and tell us you hold hands too.
Then you're going to take a picture, you know, like, let's send this video of us working out together. Some of that is just like... Because it was like with Isaiah and Magic. You were like, okay, these dudes, it's cool. They friends. But as soon as it was like, the ball's up in the air, fuck you.
Yep.
And then it's like, you know what? Because after every game, when the game's over, fine. Like when these two teams, when they play each other, if they want, you know, if it's, you know, warm up, y'all want to kick it, hang out, when you about to jump the ball, you want to dap them, give them an extra little 2-second hug, fine. Soon as that ball go up in the air, nigga, when you need to run him over.
Yep.
If you coming down the hole in full force and Dwayne Wade is in your way, I'd expect you to do what you do to everybody else, which is run over their ass.
Yep.
Don't be like, oh, it's like a deer when you're in the road. You're like, oh shit, I'm gonna dodge it. Like, nope, run his ass over.
Yep.
Fuck him. Come on, man. Like,
it's a little much.
I want to play with my friend, like, nigga. Really? I didn't know that. Oh, I thought this was 1994. I was 2016. Yeah. Everybody and their mama want to play with their friend.
Yep.
Jesus fucking. Well, you know, Rondo and so-and-so was real tight. I'm a fucking guy.
Nobody wants to play.
Well, you know, Ben Simmons and D'Angelo Russell played. They was teammates. What the fuck that mean? That mean they aces? So what?
Like, it's like. God, you can't compete against anybody.
Wait till free agency. Oh, well, you know, Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul is buddies. Shit, we heard him before. You know, Dwight Howard and Josh Smith went to school together. They was homies.
Chris Paul was in Carmelo's wedding. Like, oh, I don't care.
Fine, and?
Who cares? Thank you, and? Yeah. Do any of them got rings? Any of them got rings? No? Oh, then I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it gets tired. You know, like, it is okay to be, you know, I ain't with that. Like, dude, this, you can't have, like, y'all say this is a fraternity, but now nobody's friends. That's stupid.
Exactly.
Like, yes.
I know it's a brotherhood.
Yeah, y'all are going to be tight because y'all only people who know what the fuck going on. I don't know what it's like to have $90 million contract. Everybody know my fucking name. I go outside. People around me all the time.
Yep.
Broads throwing pussy at me. I don't know what that's like.
Yep.
Shit. Y'all do. So I would expect, like, you know what? Let me hang out with somebody who know what the hell I'm going through. Okay, that's why y'all hang out with other celebrities. It's a fraternity. I get that.
Yeah. You ain't got to, host
it. Yeah, ain't every damn time. Look, I don't need LeBron James. I don't want to hear shit about Dwayne Wade or any of your motherfucking friends between now and when your season ends.
Yep.
Hopefully to Toronto, but I know that's probably not going to happen. Just, hey. And the league should not have a problem with it. Just y'all, you know, blame AAU or whatever. Blame the Olympics. Niggas be hanging out getting cool. Hey, you know, whatever. I'm just, it's tiring.
Yeah, you know, very much
focus
so.
On that.
Exactly.
Quickly moving on, NFL Jaguars first pick, Jalen Ramsey, suffers a small meniscus tear.
They just having bad luck with these first round picks, dude.
Yeah, they're like, well, hopefully he'll be ready for Cam. I'm like, God damn it.
Y'all lost Dante Fowler last year for the whole season.
Yeah.
God. This is why everybody thinks they're going to be, you know, really good and much improved because, I mean, everybody's like, well, they technically have 2 first-round picks this year. Well, if they can't stay healthy, it don't matter.
Yeah.
But I think people are overestimating the Jags. I do not think the Jags are going to be that great. I think it's going to take a season for those young guys to get up to speed and stuff. maybe next season they'll take that leap. Yeah. Not this year.
Yeah, I don't expect them to all of a sudden get into the playoffs.
No. Like, well, they no. Ain't leapfrogging Houston or Indy.
No.
Get out
but
of
they need
that.
To show that, you know, well, one, you need Blake Bortles to come back and continue what he was doing and get mm-hmm. better, you know, with these young wide receivers.
You got Allen Hurns. You got Allen Robinson. Yep.
But, yeah, the defense comes up. Oh, we talking about the Jaguars and why she crying.
Yep. Isley is like, oh, my God, wasting my time. You got Julius Thomas.
Yep.
You got a stout defense. I mean, you have good
their
pieces.
Defense with these young guys really steps up. Then you can be like, okay, maybe it's time.
I don't see
but
it
until
this year.
Then, yeah, I don't see it this year.
I don't
year
see
yet.
It this year.
Over in the MLB, the competition committee agrees to changes with the strike zone and the intentional walk, which is interesting.
I saw that.
Yeah, the intentional walk wasn't bad because now it's like instead of having to throw four pitches, it's like, yo, I'm walking them.
Yep.
And you used to give a signal or whatever the fuck, and they're like, all right, go to base.
Yeah. So, which is like, know, I guess that's the word trying to speed up the game, yeah. Which is fine.
The strike zone is supposedly the same way. Instead of now it being below the knee, the bottom is above the knee. So I'm like, okay, on one hand, yes, it does speed things up. However, you've basically put it to where you've made it more difficult for the pitchers, mm-hmm. which in 10 will probably get more hits, which means more pitches, which means longer games. So I like that. I like the strike, you know, because – below the knee was like, how the fuck am I supposed to hit that?
Yeah. And they were calling strikeouts and stuff. So.
You're like, where? They're watching it. You're like, strike. Where? How? This shit is low as hell. How is that a strike?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that's better for the player. But, you know, it's
going to take some adjustment. But I heard it ain't going into effect till next season anyway. So.
Yeah, they can't make it anyway. So I'm like, okay. You know, more excitement, more hits.
Yeah.
You know, we know it's been the age of pitching nowadays. So I was like, all right, giving the hitters a little something. But this probably may extend the game as well. So,
yeah, possibly, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I like the move, but, you know, good luck with that.
Exactly.
All right, y'all, let's get into this. What you got, Grandpa, with your 5 minutes?
All right, so this is going to be very, very quick. I have never been the biggest fan of all the comparisons and all that. What draft was that where Jalen Rose was given, like, comparing like every rookie to somebody.
I think that
he was like giving him a ceiling. Oh my God.
That was 2 years ago.
Oh, it was horrible. I get so annoyed with the comparison sometimes because especially with some of these role players because it goes so overboard sometimes. Prime example, they were talking about Bismack Biyombo's performance. And people were trying to compare him to Dennis Rodman. I said, holy shit, here we go. He has one great game. Oh, he putting up, he like Dennis Rodman. No, he's not.
Yes.
And even he said so. He said, yes, I appreciate the comparisons. Dennis Rodman is a player I've modeled my game after a little bit, you know, with some other guys. He mentioned Akeem.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned some other dudes, you know, especially with him being from the Congo and all that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's mimicked his game after some of the dudes, he said, and I quote, at the end of the day, I am Bismack Biyombo. Thank you. Thank you. I was so happy to hear him say that because I'm like, I'm so sick and tired of hearing cats get compared. Kobe is Jordan. LeBron is Magic. No, they're not. Kobe is Kobe and LeBron is LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
All these players have created their own identities. Yes. It's okay to compare in some aspects, some instances. Did Kobe model his game after Jordan? To an extent, yes, but his game was not exactly the same as Michael Jordan. He was different. He was Kobe. He had his own flavor to it. To me, it's just everybody's their own person. When they're coming into the league, do they have some similarities to some players? Sure. But to sit here and try to compare them, especially after they have one good game, is absolutely ridiculous. People have been calling Bismack Biyombo a bust for a while, and now all of a sudden you want to compare him to Dennis Rodman? Get out of here with that. I was just like, get out of here. So let's just cool on the comparisons, please. Steph Curry, let's not compare him. I heard my barber had mentioned today. He was like, oh, he reminds me of Allen Iverson. I'm like, no, he does not. No, he doesn't. He is not like AI, dude. AI... Yes. I mean, I guess you want to say their handles are similar. That's fine. But I'm like, he ain't AI.
Yeah, he might remind you. Can say something. You know, it kind of reminds me.
I'm like, AI wasn't shooting. Like he was taking it to the rack, dude.
Yeah, AI would just break you and then just he'd take you to the hole. He would dance with the big man and go right past.
And I'm like, AI came into the league with sick handles.
Yeah.
I'm like, Steph Curry's handles got better over time. So, again.
Steph Curry wasn't no number one pick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand similarities, but you gotta minimize those to an extent. And if you're going to compare somebody, at least give their career some length before we just start comparing. Like, at this point, yeah, LeBron's game probably favors Magic more than Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, LeBron is his own person.
Yes.
In the end. So, it doesn't matter. So, again, that's all I got. Five minutes with Grandpa.
All right, man. Yeah, man. I hope everybody can be the same. Yeah, I know we had that Jason Whitlock who was like, he a damn Jordan clone. I was like,
no, he's not.
I was like, yes, he studied the dude. But I was like, ain't that what you do? I'm going to study the dude. But then he went. There was a joint where he said Hakeem was like Kobe Bryant was his best student ever. Because he was like, I actually seen him use them moves in the game. In that article, I was like, wow. And they showed a video with him showing him how to do stuff. And you're like, well, Kobe Bennett, Kobe is adapter. He's like, you know what? He actually tried to learn Tim Duncan bank shot.
Mm.
I mean, he's that guy who was like, ooh, I like that. I'm going to steal that piece from this dude and that dude.
Yep.
And Kobe Bryant is his own guy.
He is.
Because Jordan wasn't shooting threes like that.
No, he wasn't. He could hit them.
Yeah, Jordan wasn't handling the rock like that.
Nope.
They're just different players. All right, oof. Yeah, that was a good one. All right, let's get into these awards.
All right.
As usual, as we start off with the Noice Award.
Noice, Noice, Noice.
Noice, Noice! All right, I got one quick one.
All right.
I got to give a shout-out to Luke Walton hiring Brian Shaw as his associate head coach. I was like, ooh, I like that move.
Mm.
Okay. I dig that. I was like, you know, he's back with the Lakers.
Bringing back some of that Laker ore.
He did some pretty good work with when he was in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I know Paul George and Lance Stephenson credited him with improving their game. And, I like that hire. I want to see how he fills out the rest of his roster.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, okay. And Brian Shaw has head coaching experience.
Mm-hmm.
Familiar with the team.
Yep.
So I want to see. Hopefully he gets a few more veteran guys, but I like that.
Yeah. They're starting to bring in more people. I'm telling you, it's only a matter of time, folks, before Phil is there. It's happening.
Yeah. The way it's making happen. It sound, he'll be there next season.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had to give. And other noise I was going to give was just for the Raptors, just making this more of a competitive season. I mean, series. Now, hopefully when this show come out, they're not down 3-1 and all that, but I like what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Please tie this up. Let's have a for real series, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
All right, for sure. First Norse Award, I want to give a shout out to Storm from Hoopla, who told LeBron to STFU. What? Oh, my God. Spirit, I probably had the same reaction you did. I heard her say that, and my jaw dropped. I was like,
damn!
I was like, my God, she might finally be turning around. Now, I don't know how your mama feels about that, but, hey, shout out to your Storm for finally seeing the light and going off on your man and telling him to shut up. Cause damn, he needed to shut up.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, my God. Next Norse Award. I can't wait for football season, baby.
Mm.
The shit talking has already started between the rivals, baby. So, the NFL sent out a tweet, and it says, the @BroncosD, it currently rules the AFC West. And I guess they were tweeting out, and then below that, there's an article that Khalil Mack, he basically said he felt they can be as disruptive as the Broncos defense. Mm-hmm. Which is like, you know, fine, whatever. And the Raiders caught that, and they put an asterisk and put ruled. Like, as in the Broncos ruled the NFL. Y'all don't rule it no more. Denver saw that.
Oh, shit.
And tweeted out a picture with basically the Broncos staff with John Elway and Kubiak and all them basically sitting in their offices kind of laughing. And in the background, you see the tweets.
Oh.
And then, guess the Raiders retweeted, Broncos, don't say we didn't warn you. And then they're showing pictures of Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin doing their little drills and stuff and flexing and all that. I'm like, it has started.
Oh, snap.
And, of course, Baylor, what's up? I tweeted out, I can't wait for that first Broncos versus Raider games. Hashtag no fly zone. Here comes Baylor. Of course. With Sanchez as QB, I wouldn't be with the giggles over there, LOL, at all. And then I tweeted back, we won with the below average Peyton. I'm just saying. Baylor writes, a below average Peyton over an above average butt fumble, but we'll see. And then he tweeted, 1-1 last season, legit split. And I was like, this defense going to be nasty, second year under Wade, oh boy. And I also tweeted, Raiders are just feeling themselves a little too much for me. He said, the love don't change, I just have facts behind the slander. And I said, and we got a ring, hashtag fact. And he said, I'm not impressed with the quarterback selection. And I said, that's okay, we'll make it just like last year. I'm ready. Let's go, Baylor.
Oh, snap.
I'm so ready to get this season started because the Raiders are so feeling themselves right now. Mm-hmm. They think they the crop of the crown right now. Y'all got to win the division first. Come on now. Y'all got to first win the division to even attempt to dethrone the champs right here. I'm just saying, you know, you can say what you want about butt fumble. Butt fumble has also gotten a team to the AFC Championship a couple times. I'm just saying, as long as he can do that with that excellent D. And now he got a Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. He ain't never had no weapons like this, baby. CJ Anderson in that backfield. Just saying, man, everybody under it. ESPN think we're going to be 7-9. Y'all poking the bear, man. Y'all are poking the bear, and we about to show y'all what it do this season. I'm just saying.
All right.
Shout out to my Broncos. All right, and then last but not least, let's see.
Somebody ready for football season.
Oh, I can't freaking wait. Oh, actually, never mind. That is a what the fuck. Never mind. All right, that's all I got. All
right. Let's get into that then.
Yep.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, I just got two real quick ones. The first one... Exactly. That's exactly what I was doing when I saw this. LeBron James was... They were doing... after the loss, they were doing a little press conference. And I guess LeBron was basically saying, you know, everybody takes something from... takes a part of their game for someone else, mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. J.R. Smith. And he was kind of like, you know, J.R. takes, you know, his fade away from somebody. And J.R. Smith's response was, yeah, I got it from 2K. I'm just like, I'm sitting here like, you are such a moron. Like, very similar to Bryce Petty, the quarterback from the Jets, who made a comment, was like, oh, now when I play Madden, I see things differently. Now it's like, God damn, really? Really? You're going to use video games as your way of, oh, I've improved because I'm kicking ass on a video game. Like, oh my God. Like, I must be ready to play in the league then because I can kick some ass in Madden. So I must clearly be pretty damn good. I'm going to get the hell out of here. That one I was like, 2K?
It does not make sense.
Yeah, I got it from NBA 2K. What the?
Yeah, you know he ain't really no student at the game.
Nah, not at all. And then last one, I saw this and was like, what? The Olympics is going to be in Rio.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, there's a lot of sex that goes on.
Yeah,
in Brazil. And I'm sure the Olympic Committee is aware of this. They are offering three times as many condoms as they offered for the 2012 London Games.
Got that Zika virus, baby. Shit. Well, that, and, you know, I've heard they be carrying some stuff.
So according to the committee, International Olympic Committee, about 450,000 condoms will be distributed for free through a clinic in the Athlete Village, as well as vending machines for use by the 10,500 competitors and staff. So clearly they know they all be fucking. So they're just like, at least be safe. Don't bring no mysterious diseases back to the U.S., please.
Mm-hmm. You're about to get it in.
Y'all get a new strand of some shit. Hey, all I'm going to say is, look, it's safe, please. Yeah, I'm at least they're being safe. But at the same time, it was like, what the fuck? I didn't know they'd just be supplying these cats with rubbers. Mm-hmm. I was not aware of that.
Oh, no. It got in the Olympic Village, it goes down.
Oh, for real?
They always been like, they provided.
Kind of tell me. Like I didn't know that.
And like, it just be fucking going down.
Well, should have went to the Olympics back in. No, but that's all I got. All
right. All right, well, I just got two.
All right.
The first one is going out to the owner of the Saints and Pelicans, Tim Benson.
Mm.
Said he wants zero left of his trust to go to his daughter and grandkids. I was like, wow.
Who the hell is he wanted to go to?
Not somebody else, apparently. Because they, you know, because there was that whole thing back, I think earlier this year, where they were talking about saying he basically feels like they're trying to just get rid of his control and take over.
Yeah. Well, I guess.
Saying he too old and he don't know what he's doing.
Well, I guess they feel like he's not all there anymore.
Yeah, he's like, man, fuck what y'all doing. I was like, ooh, wow. Yeah. It's getting ugly.
This is why you gotta set up things for these type of situations. Because I mean, Broncos. I mean, fucking Pat Bowlen has Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
And UC ain't no drama. They have transitioned his kids and stuff into the roles to handle it. His wife is taking care of stuff. I mean, you gotta set stuff up just in case. You never know.
Well, clearly, it's like he must have a. At least on the surface, at least a solid relationship with his family. So I was like, okay, this one seemed like he like y'all some greedy motherfuckers over here. Yeah,
that's what it seems.
Trying to kick me out the door.
But again, we don't know.
Nope.
Is he all there? Does he have some dementia going on? We don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
that's a touchy situation with family and money. Ooh.
Yeah,
I've seen it get ugly.
Yeah, no, it does.
Oof.
You don't want me. Get ugly.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's ugly over there. And the other what the fuck moment. Oh, my God. So Washington Post poll found out that 90% of Native Americans
mm-hmm.
are not offended by the Redskins name.
Mm-hmm.
And they polled 504 people who identified as Native American.
That's
they said it wasn't a big deal to them. And, we cool. And then Dan Snyder butt coming out, knowing his ass, grinning like, I'm so glad that this news has come out. You know, that they're positive about the name. We think everything is going to be great. I'm like, you stop trying to con motherfuckers, dude. Are you serious? Like, I know if anybody else is in denial, most people should get until you either relinquish control of the Redskins or you dead. You ain't changing the name.
Mm-hmm.
And you getting this poll like, see, look, they cool with it.
I didn't realize 504 made up all the Native Americans.
It's a slur, dude. It's all about money.
Clearly.
You don't want to go through the whole change of having to come with a whole new name and a whole new logo.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be the one that if you give in, basically then probably the Cleveland Indians are going to have to change their name. Florida State Seminoles, man, it's just going to be a big...
Kansas City Chiefs?
Mm.
Never know.
Yeah, and I've read somewhere, some of them are at least cool that, like, all right, some of these images are out, so at least it keeps, us out there and, people remember. But
I mean,
the Redskins name, like, come on, man, this sounds bad.
Yeah, Redskins.
Like, we know what it means. Because, yeah, according to the dictionary, it's a slur.
Cucamonga cracker killers. Yeah, like,
it's not gonna get on my nerves with that. I'm like, stop trying to convince us that they cool with it. They ain't.
They're not, dude.
We've had a group come out and say they not. Oh, all of a sudden they changed their mind. Well, did you give them some money?
Because y'all had a good season.
They're never gonna be okay with it. It's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
You just want to get your rights back so you can make that paper off it.
That's all it's about.
Mm.
It's about that.
You all about that money, dude. We know what it is,
mm-hmm.
and making stupid decisions and picking guys who shouldn't be picked. So who you gonna overpay next season? I was like, what? Why? Because I saw the poll was one thing. I was like, okay. So watched it, and I was like, okay. Don't really mean nothing, but all right. And of course, once Dan Snyder stuck his grinning face out, I'm like, okay, dude, go the fuck away. And won't you be one of them silent owners? Don't say nothing.
Nope.
Just when it's your turn, come down, hold up your trophy, congrats to this team, and leave. Shut up. You are not, Jesus, trying to be like Jerry Jones. When's the last time Jerry Jones won? It's been a while.
20 years?
And we're going to get a lot of that with Jimmy Johnson. Jesus. Okay, yeah, that's all I got. Like, you didn't think funny. We was not going to talk about that crap.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. So, yes, thank y'all for tuning in once again to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. This is brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you are checking out the other shows on the network. Of course, the Black Is Break.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back. And the crew has been, it's the time of prom and graduation and all that. Yep. So we haven't had a chance to get back with each other, but we're going to have one out to you real soon. We'll be dropping another episode to Turn My Headphones Up.
Yes, sir.
When this comes out, this should be out already. Leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher for us. If you want to hit us up directly, please do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter, @brotherslayman, voicemail, 323-455-4219, and, of course, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in for the first-time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for checking us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the long haul. If you enjoy the show, go ahead and drop them 5-star reviews or whatever you guys think we deserve for the product that we gave you today. And if you also enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Shout out to my niece who hates the Jacksonville Jaguars. Go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. See who we got today. You know what? Go ahead and tell the ocean. Tell your sea turtles. Tell your trash. Your pollution. Tell your dolphins. Tell your whales. Tell your barracudas. Tell your jellyfish. Don't get too close. Tell your crabs. Tell your lobsters. Tell them, I don't know, if you find a gigantic squid, tell him. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Purple Kush smoke, purple Kush blow, purple Kush drink, DJ Scream, purple Kush smoke, purple drink. Money on the floor, purple Kush blow, purple Kush smoke, purple drink. Money on the floor, purple Kush blow, purple Kush smoke, purple drink. Money on the floor, purple Kush blow, purple Kush smoke, purple drink.
Scream.
I'm so high, eyes red as fire, smoke so much weed, dancing in the sky. Shots of Patron, down it would appear. Bitches in my ear, but I can't hear. Cause I'm in a zone, I ain't going home. I'm a sitting drunk in Texas out on my phone. It's my birthday, it's a party. Yeah, nigga drunk, yeah, I'm shit faced. And I'm popping pills, I don't give a damn. Where a nigga is, I'm going ham. See you at the bar, see you in the park. Sucking my dick in the back of my car.
Purple Kush blow, purple Kush smoke, purple drink. Money on the floor. Purple Kush blow, purple Kush smoke, purple drink. Money on the floor. Purple Kush blow, purple Kush smoke, purple drink. Money on the floor. Purple Kush blow, purple Kush smoke, purple drink.
Hood rich, hood rich, rich.
Lights out of what you want. Bricks in the front of it, the money's in the trunk. Bust the bag, it's open, you smell nothing but fun. The whole hood know me, the whole hood love me. The haters wanna fuck me, the bitches wanna fuck me. Get money like night.
Purple Kush blow up. Purple Kush smoke up. Purple drink, drink. Money on the flow up. Purple Kush blow up. Purple Kush smoke up. Purple drink, drink. Money on the flow up. Purple Kush blow up. Purple Kush smoke up. Purple drink, drink. Money on the flow up. Purple Kush blow up. Purple Kush smoke up.
We heavy in the streets, boy. Watch out.
Very sick of windows. Full of that purple. Roll up that pronto. Light up the purple. Mind in the circle. Cause we on our third blunt. Bunk we smokers. Get up on our herb hunt. Walking in the club though. Smell a bunny on my toes. Inhale the kush blunt. Blow the smoke out my nose. Niggas know that loud be loud. Let me emphasize a nigga sell loud. I'm in the crowd trying to advertise. In the seat. To my lips, now I'm straight, man. Fresh off a paper, so I'm rolling like a freight train. Gucci shoes, Gucci bandana, suckers hate, man. 40 stacks at the mall like I'm flipping cakes, man.
Juicy J featuring Gorilla Zor and Project Pat. Purple Kush. It's going down.
Shut the fuck up!